7, Teachings About Prayer and Worship. At the evening conferences on Mount Gerizim, Jesus taught many great truths, and in particular he laid emphasis on the following. True religion is the act of an individual soul in its self-conscious relations with the Creator. Organized religion is man's attempt to socialize the worship of individual religionists. Worship, contemplation of the spiritual, must alternate with service, contact with material reality. Work should alternate with play. Religion should be balanced by humor. Profound philosophy should be relieved by rhythmic poetry. The strain of living, the time tension of personality, should be relaxed by the restfulness of worship. The feelings of insecurity arising from the fear of personality isolation in the universe should be antidoted by the faith contemplation of the Father and by the attempted realization of the Supreme. Prayer is designed to make man less thinking, but more realizing. It is not designed to increase knowledge, but rather to expand insight. Worship is intended to anticipate the better life ahead, and then to reflect these new spiritual significances back onto the life which now is. Prayer is spiritually sustaining, but worship is divinely creative. Worship is the technique of looking to the One for the inspiration of service to the many. Worship is the yardstick which measures the extent of the soul's detachment from the material universe and its simultaneous and secure attachment to the spiritual realities of all creation. Prayer is self-reminding, sublime thinking. Worship is self-forgetting, superthinking. Worship is effortless attention, true and ideal soul rest, a form of restful spiritual exertion. Worship is the act of the part identifying itself with the whole, the finite with the infinite, the Son with the Father, time in the act of striking step with eternity. Worship is the act of the Son's personal communion with the Divine Father, the assumption of refreshing, creative, fraternal, and romantic attitudes by the human soul spirit. Although the apostles grasped only a few of his teachings at the camp, other worlds did, and other generations on earth will.